This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for us to ask the CLO. This runs from Naya in Decatur, CLO. Naya writes, I dated a guy for almost 3 years, and he told me that he didn't want to get married. We broke up. Now he's getting married to someone else this fall. He wants to smooth things over with me. So should I meet with him or wish him well and block him?
What you want to meet with him for? He told you he didn't want to get married. Then he married somebody else. What you didn't hear was the clear message that I don't want to marry you. See, when a man tells you, listen to me, ladies, a man will try not to hurt you directly. So he'll say, I don't want to get married. But what he's really saying to you is, I don't want to marry you. Because why else would he say that? He's just telling you he don't want to marry you. Then he went off and married somebody else. Now he want to smooth it over. But you ain't, why would you entertain this?
Right.
Because all you going to do now is be offered the role of mistress. That's what's going to happen.
Wow. That's step two, huh?
Yeah, if you can take this.
Keyword two.
Yeah. That's all this is. So, I mean, block him and go on about your business. He married somebody else. What are you going to explain to you? Do you think a man go, yeah, I'm really sorry I wasted your time. You know, well, man, don't do that. That ain't.
Yeah. Okay.
He
all
just
right.
doesn't want to be the bad guy. Is that what it is?
Hello. Bam. He doesn't want to hurt you directly.
Yeah. I'm trying to crush
So, you know, right. So, you know, that's the good side of us.
Hey, thanks.
This week.
All right. Moving on to Jericho in Toledo. Jericho writes, I've been arguing with my wife over a text that she got from our son's barber. He knows how to get in touch with me if he needs anything, but he texted my wife instead to tell her our son left his glasses. Fellas, should I go have a talk with him? Okay, let's hear this one.
Well, Jericho, there's a couple
first
of questions.
Of all, come on, man, that's bothering you.
I was thinking he was at least 80.
The barber.
But if your son left his glasses down at the barber shop, I'm assuming he's a teenager or something.
Mr. Jericho. Jericho Jr.
Yeah, but now let me say this, though. Here is the thing. How does the barber have your wife's number? I don't understand that. Unless y'all son is young, unless y'all son is young, and you drop him off to the barbershop, and you say, if anything happens, call either one of us.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm sure that's along with that.
I'm assuming that's how he has the number. No, he just text her. Now, you know, he got your number, but he text her. Now, you can run up, Jericho, listen to me. Don't run up on this man down at his shop. A lot of stuff be under them capes. Do not run up on this man down at his shop accusing him of something he didn't do. Now, listen to me. If the text were anything other than, hey, your son left his glasses, then I understand. But that's all you got. Don't run up on this man because he said, hey, what you asking her about the glasses for? Bro, you gave me both the numbers. And you know what? He could have just texted the number not realizing it was her or you, exactly. and just saying, hey, your son exactly. left his glasses. Yes. It ain't worth it, bro. It ain't worth it.
Okay. So notice he addressed the fellas. Should I go have a talk with him? Because you guys are always talking about ridedownthere.com and all.
Yeah, but this
that.
Ain't a ridedownthere.com moment.
Moment.
Okay. I ain't fighting nobody named Jericho at all.
Why not, Thomas?
Why I'm not lose, no, he I'm got
the
Lord on his side.
Uh-huh.
He got the Lord right.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Carl in Hackensack. Carl says, I'm dating a female that drinks socially and loves to hang out. If we go to dinner, she wants to go to a lounge afterward, then to an after-hour spot, and then invite people back to her house.
Ooh.
This is almost every weekend. Is this a red flag?
What you think? Bro, what you think?
If you gotta ask.
Go to dinner, go to a club after that, then go to an after spot, and then have people come over. Uh-huh. Is that a red flag? It ain't. You standing in the middle of the flag.
It's on fire.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
waving it.
Bro. She got too much going on, man. She got to get some of this out of her system. She's not ready. She ain't ready to settle down. She likes activity. Mm-hmm. She's one of them people that's always seeking fun. She needs to be stimulated to have fun.
And doesn't want to be alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Activity.
Party all the time.
Go here. Let's do this.
It's going to wear her down, boy. She going to look old way for her time.
Wow.
She do the after party. After party.
after the party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speakeasy. All right. Last one, Steve. This is from Paula in Anniston. Paula writes, my boyfriend invited my dad to my birthday party after I told him my parents don't mix well. My dad brought his wife. My mom said she'll never forgive us for inviting my dad, and she stormed out. Why can't my mom move on with her life?
Why did your husband invite...
Boyfriend.
Why your boyfriend invited daddy?
Yeah.
And he brought his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, you know, listen.
And the mom got mad.
Probably, mm-hmm. because the reason for the divorce could be his ways. Now, he gonna bring one of his ways to the who is now his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the mother says she not gonna forgive who?
Them. Her daughter and her boyfriend. She said she'll never forgive us for inviting my dad, and she stormed out.
I think your boyfriend should go over to your mom and apologize.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, look, it's my bad. I did it. Not your daughter. I did it because I didn't know the gravity of the situation. And I had no idea he'd bring his wife. I was just trying to bring both of her parents over for my girl's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was an honest mistake. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive us. I didn't do it to hurt you. The boyfriend got to go over there and lay that apology down. Because you do owe the woman an apology.
Yeah, if she lets him in, because she says she'll never forgive him.
See through.
Well, but she got to open up, though. Mama, come on now, you old.
What if they get married? What? Mama not going to go to the wedding? The daddy can't go to the wedding?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Mama, you need to let this go. You getting old. You don't need to care. This
you
heal. Already ain't got no husband. Now you ain't going to have no kids.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.